Well, I don't know how one is supposed to follow that, but I'm going to just dive in. And just this morning, as I was watching these guys practice, I was thinking, I hope that someday when our kids here are a little bit older, they'll look back and remember all the good things God taught them at Summer Jam. It's a joy and a privilege to be here with you this morning and to share with you the good things that God did during our week here at camp. And for those who don't know me, my name is Linda, and I'm the Family Ministries Pastor here at North Shore Alliance Church. And so I get the joy and privilege of running and leading and directing and watching over the week of camp. And it really is a great joy to see God at work in the lives of our kids and to see the good gifts that God has for them. This year's theme was this, that we would receive the good gifts that God has for us. And who doesn't like a present? Even grown-ups and kids and everyone in between loves to receive a gift wrapped with a bow and under the tree. Or this week I found a present for me with a bow in the fridge, some spaghetti sauce for dinner, and I thought, this is a very good gift. And so whatever the gift is, we love to receive. I think it's a human universal. I think it's how we're made. I think that gifts are supposed to incite in us joy. And so the big idea of our week was that all gifts, whether they're tangibles that we can put our hands on, or whether they're abstracts that we can only know about, all gifts come from God. The gifts God gives aren't always neatly wrapped or put with a bow, but God is working in our lives, and we can trust that God has good gifts for us. All week long at VBS Summer Jam, we've been learning a memory verse, and it comes from James 1:17. And the words are on the screen, and on Summer Jam mornings, I would have the kids yell out the verse to us. Now, I know that's a lot to ask, and so let's just read it together, okay? Kids, if you want to yell, you can go right ahead, but the grown-ups, they're going to probably just read. It's great. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. They read James 1:17. They read faster than you guys. That's okay. No problem. I'm glad that you guys know it. And I'm glad you don't have to read it because it's deep in your heart. What are these good and perfect gifts that God shared with us this week? We learned about comfort through David's Psalm 23. We learned about patience through the story of Anna and Simeon waiting on Jesus' birth. We learned about peace through the story of Jesus calming the storm. And we learned about love through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Finally, we learned about joy in the midst of suffering when the disciples were singing in jail. And this was a hard one for us to grasp. How can we have joy in the midst of suffering? But it's something that God gives us. And even our littlest kids started to get it by the end of the day. This morning, I want us to look at another good gift that we find in the Scriptures, the gift of prayer. And we're going to do this through a parable called the Parable of the Midnight Knocker. If you're familiar with our church, you know that we're in a series of Jesus stories. And so we're looking at the parables all summer long. And so if you have a Bible or if you want to grab a pew Bible, you can turn with me. I believe this story is on page 844 of the pew Bibles, and it's found in Luke 11, 5 through 13. Ah, 844. That's good. Let me read. Then Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend. You go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to stay with me, and I have no food to give him. And suppose the one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked. My children are in bed, and I can't get up to give you anything. I tell you, that person will not get up and won't give you bread just because you are his friend. But because you keep bothering him and keep knocking, he will surely get up, and he will give you as much as you need. Now, this is a crazy story, and I don't know what Brandon told us about parables last week, so if I'm repeating myself, no problem. It's good to be reminded. But parables often tell us something about who we are and something about who God is. And the big question that we ask when we read a parable in the Bible is, now, how do I respond? We have to read the parable within the cultural framework. And so, kids, this is going to be hard for you, but this was written in a time before cell phones. It's true. Long before cell phones. And so the guest was unexpected. He did not text, "I'm on my way." It was very rude of him. But there was no way to let the owner know that the guest was coming. This was also written at a time before supermarkets or 24-hour convenience stores. There was no 7-Eleven in the Middle East. And so people would have baked their own bread in the morning and used it throughout the day. And the next day, guess what? They would wake up and bake bread again. This is very fascinating for us because we go to the store and we can buy our things. And people won't show up unexpected. When I do that, people look at me like I'm funny. Like, were you supposed to be here? Did we have an appointment? And it's very important for us to see this through that framework as a starting point. The other thing we need to remember is that hospitality, this is a big word for you kids in the room, hospitality was very important in the Middle East. That meant that it was vitally important that you were a good host. If somebody came to your house and you didn't have tea and food to serve them, this would be appalling. It would be terrible. It would be wrong. And so the friend who goes to his next door neighbor, this is a great need. He doesn't just want bread, he needs bread because it's important to the culture that he would feed his guest. It's important for us to remember that this is about needs, not wants, because sometimes I think we come to God with all of our wants and then we're surprised when God doesn't cancel school indefinitely and surprised when the money tree doesn't start growing in our backyard, right? I covered a whole range of ages there, guys. But God always wants to be the giver of good gifts, and God always wants to meet our need. Let us look at what God tells us about what we're supposed to do when we approach him. I think sometimes we think that we're supposed to come to God and you know, sheepishly ask for what we want. God, could you please, maybe, sir? But God here says, keep knocking and keep asking boldly. The word bold is the one that really struck me this week. It was a light knock, perhaps, at first, and then a louder knock, and then a knock that woke up the entire family, that got the man the bread that he needed. God says that we can approach him with boldness, and he says that we can come with whatever request we have, whatever ask we need. It says in the passage that when we ask, we will find. Let's keep reading. So here it says, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Everyone who asks receives. Everyone who searches will find. And the door will be open to the one who knocks. God wants us to come to him with our big requests. Now, sometimes when we read this story, we think, oh, see, God is too busy. God is like the sleeping man. We don't want to put our own fears about who God is into the story that we find. It would be easy to say, oh, see, God doesn't listen when I pray. I have to ask and ask and ask and ask. And we get our own fears or worries or concerns muddled into the story. In fact, Luke, I think, was aware that this would be a concern of his readers. And he says, this is not the case. He says in Luke 11:11, fathers, suppose your son asked for a fish, which one of you would give him a snake instead? Or suppose he asks for an egg, which one of you would give him a scorpion? We saw some scorpions this week, right? Even though you are evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Here, Luke describes Jesus not as the sleeping, angry, disturbed neighbor, but as a good father who delights to give his kids good gifts. And so we don't need to be afraid to come to God. With our big asks, we can ask boldly, and we can trust that God is the one who he says he is. You know, I don't know why, but I always feel a little bit surprised when God answers my prayers. And this is a true confession of Pastor Linda. I pray, and then something happens, and my immediate response is, wow, that's so cool. And I think sometimes that's okay. We're supposed to be in awe and wonder of God. And this is part of the dance of trusting, is to say, hey, God, you answered my prayers. And I want us just to reflect on some ways that God answered our prayers this week at Summer Jam. I want to tell you how God was working in our midst this week, because God delights to give us good gifts, and he delights to hear our bold asks. And I think this will help us to grow faith as a church community. I wasn't the only one praying for this week. Last week, many of you took home prayer cards, and you partnered in the work of Summer Jam. We could not do this week without all of your prayers. And so these are some answers to prayers that I specifically prayed, but I know that God answered your prayers too. And I want you to have confidence in that as I tell you some stories. Some of you know that I landed in Canada just 10 days before Summer Jam. I spent the month of June in Kenya, and so I came back to a whirlwind of activity. I had many emails in my inbox, and there were many things to do when I arrived in Canada. There were two glaring problems that I saw as I arrived back in Canada. We had a leader problem, and we had a resource problem. And those are both problems that are a little bit challenging to fix on 10 days' notice. And so what did I do? I did the only thing I could, and I prayed to God. I said, God, I need you to fix both of these problems, and I actually don't know how that's going to happen. But as the week went on, God began to fix my leader problem. This was a miracle, that people out of the blue were calling me and saying, Linda, I have the week off. I can come and serve. Or, Linda, we're not going out of town because of the fires, and so could my youth son serve? Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Everyone who volunteered, I said, yes. And at the same time, I said, praise God. And come Monday morning, we had enough leaders to fill all of the spots, including the few leaders that didn't show up. And I thought, oh, God, you are so good. Last Sunday, when I stood on the stage, I said we had a snack problem. And by that, I meant I had 24 muffins coming on Monday. And that was all the snacks that I had committed for the week. Now, I didn't quite say it that way, but I did say we have a snack problem. And you guys volunteered your time and your energy and your resources, and you helped us to have what have been called the best snacks we've ever had at Summer Jam. And so I just want to say thank you. God is a God of abundance. He doesn't answer our prayers in like a, oh, I'll just give you a little bit. He abundantly blessed us this week at Summer Jam. And I just want to speak that out over us. Throughout the week, a number of parents came to me and mentioned that their kids were having a hard time at Summer Jam. This isn't exactly what I want to hear. And so on Monday afternoon, as I was talking to one of these moms on the phone, she said that her son said he wasn't coming back tomorrow. And I said, well, what can we do? Are there friends in other groups? Can we move things around? Can I shuffle things? Is there something that really hurt this child's feelings that made him not want to come back? And yes, the answer was that his friend had been placed in a different group, and he said he didn't know anyone and wasn't having fun. At 11 p.m. at night, I heard that, yes, if I moved him groups, he would come the next day, but he was not coming on Wednesday. Okay, I could work with that. And so this child got placed in a new group for Tuesday, and we thought, we'll give it a try. I called some friends, and I invited them to pray with me for this child, that he would have a great day at Summer Jam. And when I asked for highlights at the end of Tuesday's closing session, this was one of the kids who was jumping up and down in the back corner saying, pick me. Knowing that Monday was hard, I called on him, and I said, what is your highlight for today? And he said, I just loved hanging out with my friends at Summer Jam. Aren't friends a good gift that we receive from God? Isn't it good that God creates spaces where we can have fun and enjoy one another? God answered our prayer. Every year at Summer Jam, we do a missions project. And this year's missions project was Charlotte Browning's Creative Life Initiative on the downtown East Side.
On Monday, when we introduced the project, we communicated that Charlotte creates space for kids to become a part of a community and do something creative, and just that the ministry fills spaces in the lives of these downtown Eastside youth that aren't being filled or met in other ways. At first, our kids didn't get it. And I even heard some kids ask, why? Why would we help them? What would that be about? They have families. Why aren't their families helping them? They have, you know, this and that and the other. And it kind of struck me as odd that the kids had a disconnect between the stories of these youth on the downtown east side and the stories that they were living. And so we prayed, because there really was nothing else for us to do. And we prayed that God would soften the hearts of these kids. A quick prayer before bed, and I woke up in the middle of the night thinking about Jenga, which was really weird, and so I wrote it down, going back to sleep. And in the morning, we pulled out the Jenga blocks and built a tower as we talked to the kids. We talked about the things that they have in their lives, that they have a bed to sleep in, that's a Jenga block, and they have love, that's a Jenga block, and they have a family, that's a Jenga block, and they got to eat breakfast, that's a Jenga block. And then we talked about all of the ways that some people in the world don't have all of these things, and we started to take the same blocks away from our Jenga tower. As the tower got higher and less stable, of course, it fell over, which was the result we were looking for. And the kids began to get it. As the tower crumbled, they saw, oh, God has given me more than I ever thought that he had. They didn't know that it was a good gift to have a bed to wake up in. They didn't know that it was a good gift to have breakfast to eat. But throughout the week, their compassion began to grow as they heard the stories of these others who didn't have. And God opened their eyes to see what they had already been given. We had several students, these are just a few, who worked really hard to raise money, selling cotton candy and lemonade and even art. And we raised over $800 for Charlotte and Creative Life, which is a huge answer to prayer. I'm going to tell you one more story to close, and this one really struck me, and I don't know if it'll strike you the same way, but this was a way that I felt like God specifically showed his goodness to me. It was a conversation that made me think all of this is worth it. All of the sleeplessness, the energy, the ask, all of it is worth it. Thursday night, I was here making thank yous for our team, and I happened upon the Bible Center room. Now, a lot of things happen at Summer Jam that I just don't know about. So when I happened upon the Bible Center room, there was a pile of paper on the floor, and I stretched it out, and it was a cross, this cross, and it had all sorts of sticky notes on it. And on each note, it said things like anger and lying and being mean to my sister and depression. And I thought, wow, I need to ask some questions about where these sticky notes came from. And so I found our Bible Center leader, and I said, hey, like, what did you do yesterday? Because I kind of want to know about it. And she told me that this was an opportunity for the kids to thoughtfully put something they needed God's forgiveness for and love to cover on the cross, and that he would take those sins from them, and he would change them from the inside out. I thought, that's really, really cool. That same morning, I saw that one of the kids had a heart on his hand, and I said, hey, you've been coloring on yourself? Like, what's with the heart on your hand? And he said, oh, when I put my heart on the cross, they put the heart on my hand, and they told me that they loved me, and they told me that even when it washed off, God would still love me. This was one of our six-year-olds, and I just thought, wow, God, you are transforming the lives of these kids. And something is happening here that I couldn't have even asked or imagined. God, you are working, and you are shaping, and you are transforming all of these kids' hearts and lives. These are the things that I hope that our kids remember when they have gray hair and glasses, when they're retired and done their work and school. I pray that they would remember that God loves them, and he cherishes them, and that this is a gift that will carry them through their whole life. And my only response to hearing this child's statement that God had done something in his life was to give thanks. And that really is our only response. When God does something, we say, wow, God, thank you. And in the Bible centers, because we were in Peru, we learned the word gracias. But today we're going to say thank you to God for all the things that he has done in our hearts and our lives. God is the giver of good gifts, and we need to choose to remember that no matter what our circumstance. We need to choose to give thanks to every good gift that God has given us. And so today, as we close, I want us to take some time to reflect. We can take time to ask bold prayers of God. Some of us have big needs that we feel aren't being met in our lives. And so this is a good moment to say, God, I just really need some help or perspective, or I need a good gift from you today. And then I want us also to take some time to thank God for the good gifts that we have received. God's good gifts are endless. God gives us a place to live, a family, friendships, food, identity, a place to belong, rest, joy, freedom, our church. God gives us good gifts. And so at His Kids, I would make the kids do something tangible to remember these good gifts. And because I'm in charge, I get to do it. And so, as you may have noticed, or maybe you didn't, there are some blocks on the walls. One, two, there's two up there, too. And there's some tables with post-it notes. And I would love for you, while we're singing these closing songs, to think about something that God has done in your life, something that God has given you, something that God has blessed you with, to write it down and to post it into the wall, okay? And so there's four spots that you can do that. This will be a celebration and a testimony to God's goodness to us. In the same way that I've testified to God's goodness at Summer Jam, let's testify to God's goodness in our lives this week. I'm going to pray, and then we'll conclude. Father God, I thank you that you are the giver of good gifts. And I thank you that you, God, invite us to come to you with every single need that we have, and that you invite us to enter in and ask you boldly for the things that we need. Sometimes there's a disconnect between our circumstance and what we know to be true about who you are, God. And so I pray that you would be shortening that gap, and that you would be reminding us and telling us and showing us how you're working in our lives, even in ways that we couldn't ask or imagine. God, today, I pray that together we would be able to declare your goodness to us as individuals, to us as a community. God, we celebrate the work that you've done at Summer Jam this year, and we ask, God, that you would continue to remind us of the good gifts that you have for us each and every day. God, we pray these things in the powerful name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen.